Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here alongside Jacob Brothers, coming to us all the way from Vegas. We want you guys to make sure you like and subscribe so you can get all of the latest news in collegiate esports and the world beyond. But Jacob, you have some news for us coming from InVen Global. They're a multimedia outlet dealing with a lot of different facets of esports. They do a lot of content, and they also do a lot of summits and forums, passing a lot of information on the esports industry. But they are setting their sights on college and collegiate esports. So Jacob, what do they have planned for their esports and academia summit?
First off, I'm very glad Academia is in this title, because then I get to say Academia. But
stop.
But yeah,
stop.
Oh, come on, man. But so the official title for it is the InVen Global Esports and Academia Summit, or the IGEAS, and it's going to be happening. It's actually crossing over with the second event as well, so it's going to be happening September 17th through September 20th. And so the first 2 days is the actual summit. So the summit is when they're doing like their panels, the networking, the building relationships. Just like a list of like Gen Z and data, like, you know, like panels that you would expect at like about collegiate or about esports or about both and the companies, right. All that kind of thing. And that's going to be the first 2 days, Yeah. The first 2 days is just the networking side of it. And then the interesting part is through the 19th and 20th, they're still doing networking stuff, but they're going to have the 2020 Harrisburg University Esports Invitational. And yeah,
really?
Yeah, right? And so while the networking part of the summit's going on, it's going to be a tournament of over 60 teams and over 500 students. So pretty big tournament.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a huge tournament.
Yeah, especially from Harrisburg, one of the, like, you know, the landmark schools of collegiate esports.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what games are they going to be participating in this invitational?
Yeah, it's the big teams and the big games, because it's going to be League of Legends and Overwatch. So the two top collegiate esports, I'd probably say. And there's a $20,000 prize pool. I don't know if that's per tourney or if that's overall, but there is a prize pool. And
very nice.
I think what's extra cool about this tournament is, like, while it is a tournament and the teams are going to be doing their own thing, I think it's also going to be a networking opportunity for those players to, like, talk to other coaches of other teams. And, well, I mean, it's all online, I should also say, because, you know, they are following the guidelines of the planet at this point. But it will all be virtual. But still, it's going to give college students a chance to network with other colleges, which could only be good for those kids.
Yeah, and I mean, even also other professionals within the esports industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a really cool thing, you know, to be able to do. Obviously, if it was in person, there would be a whole nother element to it that I think would add even more value. But I think that this is really cool, because when we're talking about college esports, a lot of times it's kind of up in the ether, and we really only think about the field of play, but we don't talk about how does a school get up to that point. And I think this would be a very interesting event for maybe a kid who's interested in becoming a coach, or maybe becoming a brand manager or a social media manager, or of the other fields associated with esports, and talking to people who are in the profession, in the roles that they want to see themselves in, and be able to get some guidance and some expertise from them. I think that is really important. A lot of fields are able to do this, and with the lack of conferences and summits and all this other stuff because of COVID, I think InVen Global has something really cool that a lot of kids are going to be able to get some value from. So I'm really happy to see this going on. And I'm also really happy to see that they actually attach some competition to this, because who don't want to win some money, right?
And watch more esports.
Exactly. So we'll have more information on this event as it develops. We'll be able to tell you guys what schools are going to be participating, where to watch the stream, and all that good stuff. So make sure that you guys stay glued to all of our social media at Checkpoint XP, as well as on Instagram at Checkpoint_XP for all of the updates on this summit, and as well as all the other stuff that we do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.